Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
And from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The parable of the talents, about the three servants who are entrusted with a portion of the master's estate, a portion of the wealth of the household, is sort of well known. People sometimes wonder, what's a talent? We talk about talents as things that we can do, things that we can share, our abilities. In biblical times, a talent was, of course, a coin. A coin that represented a certain amount of a person's labor. So this parable is sort of well known, but it's also quite misunderstood. And unfortunately, it's one of the passages in the Bible with its call at the end for those who have not been faithful to be thrown into outer darkness. It's one that is abused by even those of us who claim to know the Bible well. The talents, of course, are given to the servants, to one five, to another two, to the final one, just only one. And there's no instructions, there's no explanation, there's no description of what should be done. Each is given, it only says, according to his ability. Somehow the master knows something about these servants, these slaves, and knows to give some more and some less. But there's no instructions as to what to do, whether they should keep them safe, guard them, or whether, as some do, to invest them and increase. And so that's what happens with the one with five talents. There is some sort of investment, and five more talents come in return. And the same with the two. Two talents come back, and so when the master does come and return, the master can be given the fullness of that investment. But the one who is entrusted with only one small coin, this one keeps it for himself, even buries it in the ground. Certainly hardly a crime. It's not like he went out and spent it and has nothing to give to his master when he returns, but for better or worse, he hides that coin in the ground and waits for the opportunity to return that simple coin with all of the integrity that he has kept it safe. So when the master does return, the two come and bring their talents and bring their investment and bring the wealth that has increased. But the one who has only the one talent brings that one talent to the master. Only the master rejects that, calling that slave wicked and lazy, saying, "You should have." Finally saying, "Take it away. Take even that one away and cast out that servant, that one who is now deemed unworthy and unable to continue in my service." The thing about this parable is that what it describes is that God expects us to use the gifts that we've been given. Whether that's a gift of a talent, of a sport, the opportunity to use our voice, sometimes our volunteer hours and our time and our space, even the wealth that we have in our own pockets, in our own bank accounts. The purpose of understanding this parable is to know that God expects us to use those gifts, to put them to work in our lives, to allow others to benefit from what we have been given. Because what God says, what Jesus says in this text is that the kingdom only works if everyone is working. If everyone either is investing their time, their money, their talents, not burying them in the sand, not hiding them away so that no one can benefit from those things, which in turn is a representation not of our abilities, but of our laziness, of our apprehension to allow ourselves to be used for the sake of the kingdom. You see, God has given us much. And whether we have a very little or a great amount, We have been given our time, the opportunity to be alive, the skills and the gifts that we have been given to use our lives, even the gift of the church as we gather today and other days to be the people of God. Perhaps this is what is represented in our gift of baptism. But not so much that we are set apart, but that we are sent forth, and that we are readied and prepared to give ourselves out into the world. And why at certain times during the year and certain times in our lives, we come back to this opportunity of affirmation of baptism, of confirmation, the opportunity to hear those words again, stir up in your children the gift, the talent that the Holy Spirit has given you. Stir it up. Allow it to go to work. Risk it even, so that when God comes, we may show what it is that we have done with the gifts that we've been given. We are like those servants, servants of our master, who have been given some a lot, some a little. Let us use all that God has given us. Today we have the opportunity to hear about the gifts and the talents and the goodness that God has grown in one of our young ladies. Ellie, please come and share what you have to share with us as we celebrate this day.